For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone's camped out on my normal line. What can I say? It's busy.
Sorry about that. We'll have to work on, talk to the hamsters, make sure they're moving quick enough on this Monday morning.
It was a very weird, I'm glad you intro'd that, the jobs report like that. It was such a strange report. I can't tell you whether it was good or bad yet. We'll know in the next, 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
Because there were too many strange things in the report. I mean, maybe we'll find out that, October was the month where everything turned over. It was terrible. But, it's just hard to know because of the strike, because of the hurricanes. And, one economist said to me, it wasn't just the hurricanes, but it was the evacuation before the hurricane. It's just a lot of stuff was happening. Maybe it'll all, sort of shake out and we'll see that we are slowing down. I mean, the labor market is definitely slowing down because, of course, we now know that. We know that we've seen that there's, fewer jobs created every month. But that's what the Fed wanted, right? I mean, so we have to be a little bit cognizant of, the Fed wants things to slow down. Wages are still higher than the inflation rate, so should help a lot of people. But that report was a weirdo, and that's the official explanation.
Yeah, they wanted to slow down without going negative, and it's a hard needle to, thread.
Absolutely.
And one thing you wrote about in your blog, and I find fascinating, I have my own thoughts, but I want to hear yours first, is that the messaging on the economy is so, it can be very confusing for our people listening and people at home because the narratives can be twisted in multiple directions. But from your perspective, heading into this election tomorrow, although a huge percentage of Americans have already voted, how do you evaluate the U.S. economy?
I mean, I just look at numbers. I'm very boring. I really do. And I look at the numbers and I say, we're doing pretty well. I mean, if somebody told me, the United States, the entire developed world, the entire universe, we are going to go through a once-in-a-century pandemic. The entire economy is going to ice over. Government is going to send out checks to help people get through this period. There is going to be a crazy amount of inflation that is created on the other side of this. And, 4 years later, the economy will be growing at what we call trend growth. The economy by the numbers will look an awful lot big picture, like it did before the pandemic ever hit, meaning that the economy will grow by 2.5%, 2.6%, 2.7% in 2024. You won't go into a deep recession in 22 or 23 when interest rates and inflation were high. I mean, you would look at all this and be like, oh my God, I'll take that deal. I'll take a little inflation for a little bit and we'll get over it. You would take that deal in a second. And it is really amazing. The U.S. has far outperformed any other developed nation. And, it's just interesting to me. Like if you look at, go back to the end of 2019 through the second quarter of this year, we've grown by almost 11%, twice as fast as Canada, three times as fast as Japan. I mean, it's just incredible, really, to think we've gone through this. And yeah, I agree. Prices are high. But you would, again, you would sign up for that deal because
Otherwise,
otherwise, what you're left with is a recovery like we saw after the financial crisis, which was a longer, much more brutal recovery for the economy and for more people.
I tend to agree for the most part. I look at it as a macro and micro. On the macro, the numbers tell a story of, sort of outperforming the rest of the world. Inflation is moderated, but the micro, I'm talking about the mom and pop and the grocery store stuff. Inflation has slowed, but it's not like when it was 9% that's rolled back. So people are still dealing with inflated prices. Just because they're going up more slowly doesn't mean
But when we go into the grocery store, we also don't think, if I'm a homeowner, a lot of people own homes, we don't think, oh, my house price is up by two times. We don't think I'm an investor. My 401k is roaring ahead. You don't think about those things.
Because you can't access that money unless you do something different, right? Because you can't, unless you refinance and to have some equity, sell some of your assets, you're not going to feel that.
And you know, inflation is not an equal opportunity invader of someone's life, meaning that, you know, I can grumble about my gas prices and my food prices, but, you know, I can absorb it when I make more money. Like, I can grumble about it, but I can absorb it, right? And if you don't make as much money, that's really the key issue, which is if you know, think about that Boeing strike, right? It's still going on. They're going to look at a contract today. People say to me, oh, my God, they're going to get such a big raise. Aren't they lucky? They haven't gotten a raise in years. So, of course, they want a raise, right? Right. They're like, holy smokes. Like, we had to just absorb all of the big price increases on our salaries from 5 or 8 years ago. That's pretty intense, right? And so do I think that inflation casts a long shadow? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I really think that when we can only look at the economy from like where you sit. And I do think we tend to view the economy through a prism sometimes of the way it's being reported. And so it doesn't impact everyone equally. But you and I both know that when people say, I got a raise, they are not saying, I got a raise because of inflation. They're saying, I got a raise because I earned it.
Yeah.
In other words, I did something to earn this. And there's a great disconnect between I earned this raise and prices are high. And they're both linked. You got a raise not just because you're a good doobie, because there are wage pressures built into the system. You got a wage increase to help you meet the price increases that we've seen. In a few years, this will be behind us. And I promise you, as someone lived through the late 70s and the early 80s, it will all become something that you tell your kids and say, oh, my God, we had this massive inflationary surge. Thank God we're not there anymore. And that's where I think it's going to land.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News, joining us here on Brian & Company and WTIC. So in terms of the election and the markets, I don't know if do the markets do anything? You know how the bond market always used to give us indicators? I don't understand all that stuff, but do we pay attention to market moves?
No, nobody knows anything. And betting markets don't know anything. And if one more person says to me, well, this is what Wall Street thinks, who cares? Wall Street's wrong every day. Investors are wrong every day. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. You would be shocked to learn how little who occupies the White House actually impacts the overall market direction in the long term. So, yeah, there might be a tax cut or a tax increase, but it's the strength of the economy. Economies move in huge, long cycles that have nothing to do with who's in power. And I know you want to have some magic way to determine what's going to happen, what you should do. The answer is you don't have control over this. You're a long-term investor. You're investing for decades in the future. Whatever happens in the next days, months ahead, it is not going to impact what you do 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now.
All right. Jill, thank you. Appreciate you as always.
Take care. All right.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.